first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plates talks about the neighborhood court program.
For the last few years, I've been hectoring our local district attorney to establish a community court based upon restorative justice principles and charged with the disposition of low-level misdemeanors such as petty theft, public intoxication, and minor drug possession. It has long been my belief that not only do these offenses clog our judicial system with little to no benefit to the community, they leave in their wake a community-wide frustration with the administration of justice as a whole. Indeed, many community members are left with the belief that our criminal justice system has not only failed to effectively deter crime, it has failed its greater duty to rehabilitate the offenders and break the seemingly endless cycle of criminal recidivism. Now, at last, a new and better approach is at hand. The Neighborhood Courts Program is a community-based response to the harm caused by crime that primarily focuses on community safety, restoring relationships, and addressing the underlying causes of crime. It strives, to the extent possible, to collectively identify and address the harm caused by an offense to both individual offenders and to the community. So what does that mean as a practical matter? Neighborhood court citizen panelists will work together with persons who have been harmed by crime and persons who have caused that harm to create an agreement designed to repair the harm and reduce the likelihood of future offenses. As one of the panelists appointed to carry out this great work, it is my hope that this program can work to restore a sense of and renewed belief in justice for our community.
Steve Plates is a Santa Cruz resident and a Neighborhood Courts citizen panelist. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.